Welcome, everybody. Beruchim Abayim. Beruchot Abaot. It is a great honor to be here in Sao Paulo with a community that we feel very, very close to. We have a few communities here on this side of the world. And Baruch Hashem, we're very connected. I feel very close to the community in Panama. Brazil, Mexico, Argentina. We have each other. Baruch Hashem, Tov Shem Mishem and Tov. This community has a good name. You wouldn't know it because you live here. But when you travel the world and you hear people's words about the community in Brazil, it is Shem Tov, a good name. A name that continues to be better year after year. I hope that today's sacrifice on your part is going to be worth the wait. I came here to share a message with you. I hope it's a message that will stay with you for many years to come. I'd like to open with a very famous perek of Tehillim that I'm sure all of you know by heart. Whenever we pray, we open up with Shir Lama'alot. The word Ma'alot means, what is Ma'alot? Steps. How many Shir Lama'alot are there in Tehillim? Anybody know? 15. There's 15 Shir HaMa'alot in Tehillim. David HaMelech wrote 15 in the Beit HaMikdash. There were 15 steps from one section to the next where the Leviim would stand and sing. So David HaMelech wrote one for each step. And all of them begin with the same exact beginning. Shir HaMa'alot. The song of the steps. Except for one. One of them is Shir LaMa'alot. What does it mean, LaMa'alot, to the steps? The word Ma'alot in Hebrew could mean steps, but also could mean quality, ma'ala, greatness, something special. Shir lama'alot. This song is not only a song they sing on the steps. It's a song for every single one of us to make our lives much higher day by day. Of course, for that to happen, we need to understand it. I'd like to share with you today one message. The pasuk says, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Me'ayin is a person who says, I'm in a situation and I feel helpless. Sometimes in life, I'm sure everybody is here, has been in situations where they feel there is no one to help them. They're stuck. Sometimes it could be in dating. Sometimes it could be in marriage. It could be with children. Lo aleinu, it could be with health. You went to every doctor, can't help you. Me'ayin yavo ezri. There are moments in life, and everyone gets these moments. Doesn't matter how wealthy, doesn't matter how strong. Everybody has moments in their life where they say, Me'ayin yavo ezri. What do we got?
Now it's going to work. Let's put here.
Nice.
Let's try.
Beautiful.
We're ready to try. Kikia.
Okay. This way. It's working? Yes? It's working? Okay. I guess. Can we make it a little louder? Louder. Gotta make it a little louder. Too low. Testing. No. Now, we're getting there. Okay. Thank you. Too loud. Anyway, Me'ayin yavo ezri, thank you. Me'ayin yavo ezri is a situation that every person in life goes through. A person is in a relationship and it's just not happening the way it should be. And nobody could help you. Me'ayin yavo ezri. Everyone understand me? Yes? Okay. I'm going to make a joke to see if everyone laughs. Okay, good. That was good. Okay. Next pasuk says, Ezri me'im Adonai ose shamayim va'aretz. Ezri, my help, comes from Hashem. Who is Hashem? The one who made shamayim, the heavens, va'aretz, and the earth. This pasuk is way more than a question and answer. It seems so simple. Me'ayin yavo ezri. And then the answer, ezri me'ayim Hashem. It's not like that. Me'ayin yavo ezri. If I could put this on here, I have to hold it. Me'ayin yavo ezri is not a question answer. Me'ayin yavo ezri. That's for somebody else, I think. Is a cause and result. I want to teach you or learn with you one of the most powerful principles in life. The Chovot Levavot says, you know, Hashem made nature. Rules of nature. For example, if I jump, I come down. I only tried to jump. Why did I come down? In English, we call that gravity. It's a rule of nature. It happens every time. Never did someone jump and stay in the air. Every time, nature says, come down. Every time you put an egg on fire, it will cook. It will boil. Every time. Doesn't matter if you're a tzaddik. Doesn't matter if you're rasha. It doesn't matter how tall or short you are. It makes no difference. The rules of nature do not know the difference between a great person or an evil person. Yimach Shemo Hitler, also when he boiled an egg, the egg boiled. Nature doesn't say, oh, you're Hitler, I'm sorry, I can't boil for you. It doesn't work like that. Rules of nature do not work on reward and punishment. It's not sachar ve'onesh. Rules of nature apply to every single person all the time. Just like there are rules of nature in the physical world, there are rules of nature in the spiritual world. And I'd like to share with you one of the most powerful rules of nature. The Chovot Levavot says, that when you need something in life, and who doesn't need? We need all the time. When you need something in life, you need a result. Who is in charge of that result? Again, I need something. Who is the one that has the power to give me what I need? Says the Chovot Levavot, a rule in nature, that whoever you put your trust in, they are the ones that will control the results. So for example, if I go to a doctor, and in my mind, who's going to help me get better? Who's going to help me have a child? The doctor. So now, who is in charge of the results? Answer is, the doctor. What will be the result? Depends. Depends on the doctor. Depends on his mood. If he had a fight with his wife in the morning, and he came to do a surgery, So maybe he won't do such a good job. Whoever you put your trust in, they are now controlling the results. If you go into a business meeting and you think that the person that you're meeting with is going to make you rich, so then they will be the decision maker for your finance. It's a rule in nature. Whoever you trust, whoever you put your hope in, then you become in their hands. When a person gets to a point of me'ayin yavo ezri, which means, basically, you have nobody to turn to. You have no one that you're looking to help you in your situation. Me'ayin yavo ezri, I feel helpless. There is nobody to help me. What happens to people, or what's supposed to happen to people who realize in their situation, me'ayin yavo ezri? What's supposed to happen to them? What happens to them is they realize that ezri me'im Hashem. They realize that only Hashem could help them. Every doctor says, I can't help you, I'm sorry. Ezri me'im Hashem. I have nobody else to turn to. In life, even people who are kofrim, when they feel helpless, they turn to the Creator of the world. So says David HaMelech, when you get to a point in your life and you're in a situation and you say, me'ayin yavo ezri, where you feel helpless, at that moment, you achieved something very beautiful. It's called, ezri me'im Hashem. And only then will Hashem be there for you. Why will He be there for you? It's a rule of nature. Whoever you turn to, He will be there for you. So from the most desperate situations in life, from the most difficult situations in life, come some of the biggest yeshuot in life and the biggest salvations in life. You'll see it all around. Every person has stories of their yeshua, their salvation that came from the lowest point of hope. That's not an accident. When you reach the lowest point of hope, when you reach me'ayin yavo ezri, then all of a sudden you're supposed to turn to the Creator, Ezri Me'im Hashem. This principle is all over Tanakh. David HaMelech says, Mizmor le David. David HaMelech says, could you look at me? How does a man like me, with so many challenges, become a successful great person, a happy person, someone who writes songs. The people who write songs usually are sitting somewhere on the mountain or somewhere on the beach with background music, relaxing and writing poetry. David HaMelech, his life was one problem after another. Ezri Me'im Hashem doesn't guarantee you or I a life with no problems. That is not what we're talking about today. Ezri Me'im Hashem guarantees you that to every situation in life, you will come out on top. You will come out with a victory. Life situations are not necessarily bad the way we see them. The opposite. When we have a difficult situation in life, it's only there to make us stronger. Like we say in Hallel, Min hametzar karatia. They say that here in Brazil. Yes? Min hametzar. What is metzar? What is metzar? Tzara. Tzara means tzar, tight. Very narrow. You feel tight. Min hametzar karatia. In a time where I feel tight, I called Hashem. Anani. He answered me. Bamerhavya. No, merhav means? Merhav means wide. Hashem says, you think I put you in a narrow place? No, no, no. I'm in the process of making you bigger. I'm in the process of making you greater. I'm in the process of opening your heart. I'm in the process of making you more sensitive. Bamerhav. Hashem doesn't send tzarot to make us miserable. We take it that way. Tzarot are there to create something bigger. In fact, in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, tzara means a difficult time. The same letters, tzara, spell tzura. Tzura means to shape something. Hashem sends tzara so that He shapes us. He makes us greater people. David HaMelech's whole life is one problem after another, but it was one victory after another. David HaMelech, the Zohar says, became the fourth leg of Hashem's chair. Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, David. I don't know what that means, but it's something very special, obviously. How did he get there? He had problems. But he was singing his whole life. He was full of simha. He was full of strength. Life without problems isn't life. We should never ask for a life that has no problems. We should ask for the strength to take every issue that comes up and jump over it. When you see a wall in your life, do you see a wall that blocks you? Some people unfortunately do that. They see a wall, they get blocked, they feel bad, they go to sleep, they feel down, they need help. But some people, they see a wall and they see a hurdle to jump over it. Tzarot levavi irhivu, says David HaMelech in Tehilim. Tzarot. He says, tzarot in my life? Levavi irhivu. They made my heart much bigger. I became a much greater person because of my tzarot. Tzarot are not things that we wish for. But tzarot are reality in life. And we shouldn't look to take away the tzarot. We should look to use the tzarot. How to become powerful people. How to learn from this situation. How to make myself better and stronger. And one of the big benefits when a person says, Me'ayin yavo ezri, is all of a sudden you realize that only Hashem can help you. You should only want Hashem to help you. You don't want any other address. And I'll explain to you in a minute why. David HaMelech says, you want to know how he became David HaMelech? Mizmor le David. How does David always sing? Mizmor le David. How? How am I always singing? Are you always singing? Sometimes. Are you able to sing all the time? No matter what's going on in your life? Are you able to get up and sing? David HaMelech was always singing. Open up Tehillim, you'll see. A mizmor. He wrote a song as he was running for his life. In the Midbar. You ever go to the Midbar, a desert? You know how hot it is in the desert? There's no food, there's no water. He had no freezer with him. He's running in the Midbar. What's he doing? He's writing a song. He's in a cave. He's writing a song. Are you capable of singing every moment of your life, no matter what's going on? Probably you'll tell me, no. Says David HaMelech, let me explain to you how Mizmor le David. Adonai Ro'i. I live my life and I hope only to one address. I go to the doctor, Hishtadlut, it's my effort. But I don't have any hope in the doctor. My hope is in the Creator of the world. I put my hope in Him. Adonai Ro'i. He's my shepherd. I chose Him to be my shepherd. Lo Ihsar. That's why you'll see I'm never lacking. I may have challenges, but I'm never lacking. Because with every challenge, I have the strength. That's why the Pasuk says, Tenu oz l'Elohim, says David HaMelech to all of us, Tenu oz, give strength to Hashem. Could you imagine someone telling you to give strength to Hashem? Tenu oz, give Him strength. How do you give strength to Hashem? The answer is, that when you and I, when we rely on Him, so we give Him the strength to help us. When we don't rely on Him, then we are in somebody else's hands. We weaken Him. He can't help me. Tenu oz, says David HaMelech, don't be foolish. You have the power. Give it to Him. Give Him the power. Turn to Him. As I mentioned before, this is a rule of nature. The Pasuk says, Rabim machovim larasha, that an evil person has a lot of pain. Don't be fooled, says David HaMelech, by an evil person who looks like everything is perfect. There are many things you don't see. There are many things you go inside the house that you don't see. There are many people that we're jealous of that we have no idea what's going on in their life. You only have to be a rabbi for 3 days in a community and you realize what people have in their kitchens and in their living rooms. You have no idea when you look at somebody and you say, that person has a perfect life. Yeah, perfect until you see everything else. And there's a place where nobody could see, even if you go into the house, and that's inside their heart. There's pain that you can never imagine. Says David HaMelech, you could rely on me, a person who lives their life without clear directions from the Creator of the world, Rabim Machovim. They have a lot of pain. Ve'aboteach b'Adonai. But the one who relies on Hashem, Chesed Yesovevenu, he will be surrounded with kindness. What does the beginning of the Pasuk have to do with the end of the Pasuk? The beginning discusses the Rasha, how he's in a lot of pain. The second part discusses Boteach b'Hashem, someone who relies on Hashem. Says the Midrash, HaBoteach b'Hashem, you know who he is? He's a Rasha. Even if the person's a Rasha, it's not very easy to do this. But even if the person is a Rasha, and he relies fully on Hashem, Hashem will be there for him. Because remember, it's a rule of nature. You don't have to be a big tzaddiket to have Hashem be there for you. You don't have to have zechut. You have to push the right button. It's called bitachon b'Hashem. And if you ask me, let's say somebody's sitting here and saying, one second. So if I go to the doctor and I rely on the doctor, and let's say he does good. I go to the business meeting and he does good. He comes through. I make the money. If I rely on Hashem, I also make the money. Is there a difference? I made money in both. Says Shlomo HaMelech, listen to these words. Birkat Adonai, hi ta'ashir. When the blessing comes, when the money comes from Hashem, this is true wealth. Which means that money can come from different channels. It could come from the person you met with, or it can come from Hashem. Depends where you relied on. Wherever you relied on, that's where the money came from. And if you ask, is there a difference between the two? At the end of the day, it's the same money. Says David HaMelech, Shlomo, Birkat Hashem, Hi Ta'ashir. The blessing that comes from Hashem, this is true wealth. But it's the same money. What's the difference? Continues the pasuk, Velo Yosef Aetzev Imah. The word Aetzev means sadness. You see, in life, not every blessing is a blessing. Sometimes you get a blessing, but it has some side effects. A person eats candy. It's very good. Next day, he needs a root canal. He has to go to the dentist. So, was it a blessing to get a piece of candy? It's a blessing with a side effect. The blessings of life aren't always blessings. Oh, I made a lot of money. Great. What a blessing. Not so fast. Money has caused more damage, has burnt more people, has destroyed more families, has hurt more children than anything else in this world. Money can take a family and separate it. Money can take a family and instead of raising pure, beautiful children, money could spoil those children. Children don't have the values They don't have the strength to go through life because they've been pampered their whole life. Their mother's always there for them. Their father always has the money to give them. They've been always riding easy, soft, nice. The world is so simple and so beautiful and always smiling at you. That's how wealthy people sometimes could raise their children. Is that a blessing? Says Shlomo, no. That's etzev. Money causes pain. So the same money is not the same money. There's a money that has Birkat Hashem. Birkat Hashem means it's blessed. Hashem sent it to you. When Hashem sends you the money, it's net blessing. Nothing else. But if you get it from other sources, you have Etzev Imah. You have with it some other side issues that you didn't expect. Maybe the issues will come today, maybe in 10 years or in 20 years. So yes, it makes a difference where you get it from. Says David HaMelech, you know why I'm a blessed person? Because all my blessings come from Hashem. They don't come from anybody else. And therefore they have no side issues. They come only as berachot. That's why the pasuk says, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach Badonai. Blessed is the person. You're a blessed person. If the only one you turn to in life for anything is your Creator. Anything that you need, you turn to Hashem. Nothing, nobody else. You make Hishtadlut. Again, you go to work, you go to the doctor, you do whatever you have to do. But you don't rely on that. You become a blessed person. Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach Bashem. You are a blessed person. No matter what happens in your life, you're blessed. V'haya Hashem Miftacho. Hashem will always be there for you. So far, what I spoke to you about was a person who got stuck in life. They felt helpless. Me'ayin yavo ezri. And finally they realized there's no one else to turn to. And from there they got help. The question is, do we have to wait in life to be in a situation of helplessness to live with this attitude? Do I have to be in a situation that I have nobody to help me? And only then can I reach this level of Ezri Me'im Hashem. So I will share with you a very important thought that you don't have to wait. The Pasuk says that when Yitzhak and Rivka felt helpless, they had no children. We all know how painful that is. When a couple is married with no children, it's very difficult. One of the biggest pains in life. And they had a very hard time, as you can imagine. And the pasuk says, "Vayyatar Yitzhak l'Hashem lenochach ishto." Listen to these words. Yitzhak prayed to Hashem for a child opposite his wife. What does that mean, opposite his wife? When was the last time you prayed opposite somebody? Usually you pray next to somebody, behind somebody. Why would they pray opposite each other? What does that mean? So Rashi Alav HaShalom says, from the Midrash, that one of them prayed in this corner, and the other one prayed opposite in that corner. They each chose a corner, and they prayed. Question is obvious. What's the idea to pray in a corner? To pray by a wall, there is halakha to pray by a wall if you could. So you don't get distracted. You're by the wall, you don't see anything, you don't see anybody. To pray in a corner? Why'd they choose a corner? We see in the Gemara, Masechet Ta'anit, great rabbis, they prayed in the corner. Why? What is the corner all about? I'm going to tell you, ladies, something very special. Especially to women who have such a connection. Hashem gave us something that we can get to Me'ayin Yavo Ezri without having any problems. It's called tefillah. But not a tefillah where you open the book and you read. A tefillah, what's the essence of tefillah? What is tefillah? What am I achieving in my tefillah? Whether it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes, whether it's half hour, 40, what is tefillah? What does tefillah do for me? Does Hashem not know what I need? You think when you ask Hashem for something, He doesn't know about it? You say, Hashem, please don't forget me. I need a child. I got to get married. I need money. I need health. You think He doesn't know? He put you there. Is tefillah a reminder to Hashem about you? Obviously not. What is the purpose of tefillah? What is the tzura of tefillah? Tefillah is about one thing. It's about taking all of your life needs, all of them, and say, Hashem, I only rely on you. Ata honen le'adam da'at. Hashem, I don't rely on my brains. I have brains that you gave me, but I don't rely on my brains. You're the one that gave me the brain. I rely on you. Hashivenu avinu letoratecha. To get closer to Hashem, I need help. You know who could do it for me? You could do it for me. Even to grow as a Jew, I don't rely on myself. I rely on you. Hashivenu, you bring me closer to you. I need you. I don't rely on my brain. I don't rely on my soul. I don't rely on my friends. I don't rely on anybody. The way tefillah is supposed to work is I come in one way and I walk out a different way. I come in maybe with hopes to this one and that one. Tefillah is meant to make me look in only one pocket, no one else. And that is why great people, when they prayed in the corner. Because when you're in a corner and you turn right, you have nowhere to go. And when you turn left, you have nowhere to go. You're stuck. That is tefillah. Tefillah is we stand in front of our Creator and we say, Hashem, all these needs that I have, I'm turning only to You. I have no other hope but You. Tefillah brings us to get what we need from the source that we need it from. We don't want it from anywhere else. Me'ayin yavo ezri. You don't have to wait to feel me'ayin yavo ezri. You can get to it through tefillah. Imagine an investment in our tefillot. An investment not just saying the words, but understanding what it's supposed to look like. Find a corner in your home and stand in the corner to remind yourself what you're trying to accomplish. You want to take all your hopes from anyone, including yourself, and turn it, Tenu Oz, give Hashem the strength to be there for you, that He should give you the beracha. It shouldn't come from any other address. No matter what the request is, by Hashem, there's no, I can't. That's why the Pasuk says, Aizri me'aim Hashem, Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz. Why do we don't know Hashem is Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz? The person who reads this Pasuk didn't read Bereshit Bara Elohim. He's still getting familiar with Hashem. He doesn't know yet that Hashem made the heavens and earth. Why is that in this Pasuk? Why do we say, Aizri me'aim Hashem? Oh, who is Hashem? Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz. I'm going to tell you why it says Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz. When Hashem made the world, what was there before? What did He make the world from? What material did He use? We say He created the world Yesh Me'ain. He created something from nothing. We never saw anything like that. We've seen people take something and make something else. But we never saw something from nothing. Says David HaMelech, if you ever feel helpless in your life, and you feel like it's impossible. Me? Impossible. This situation? Impossible. Me'ayin, there's no way. There's no way I can get past this. There is no way I can move on from that. No way. Me'ayin, I'm done. I'm helpless. I'm over. Me'ayin yavo ezri, says David HaMelech. Ezri me'im Hashem. But if you turn to Hashem, He's Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz. He's the one who made Yesh. He made something. Me'ayin, from nothing. You think your situation is ayin? You think your situation is helpless? You think it's over? You can't be normal again? You can't be happy again? You can't be successful again? Is that what you think? Really? Me'ayin yavo ezri? Well, it could be. The people you're relying on, it could be. But ezri me'im Hashem. You know who's Hashem? Don't forget. He's the Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz. He's the one who made something from nothing. In your situation, you could take something that didn't exist. Hashem could make it exist. All the great people now history. Just finish off. One of the most beautiful comments that probably I've ever seen. Is a question asked by a great tzaddik who asked, how come all of our mothers, all the imahot, how come all of them were barren, akara, they couldn't have children? From all the people in the world, Hashem only chose Sarah, Rivka, Rahel, Veleah. He couldn't find anybody else, Hana. Why are they the ones that are having a hard time having children? Not for a day, not for a week, not for a year. Years. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Why? Why did our nation have to be born from such hopeless situations? And the great tzaddik answers, because our nation is a nation of miracles. And we were born from miracles. We were born from women that weren't supposed to have children. Every one of us here was born Yesh Me'ayin. We were born from women who the Torah calls Akara. Akara doesn't mean she's having a hard time. Akara means she cannot have a child. every single Jew was born yesh me'ayin. Because that is the essence of our people. The essence of our people is that since we turn everything to Hashem, there's no such thing as ayin. There's no such thing as I can't. There's no such thing, oh, it's impossible. Isn't that what we see today? A little nation, Am Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, a small nation, a few people, 5 million, 8 million, surrounded by billions of people, enemies that want to destroy us. And Am Yisrael stands strong, fighting, surviving. How? It's called Yesh Me'ayin. We are the Yesh Me'ayin nation. We should never, ever have to wait for situations to be ayin, to ask Hashem for all. I'm putting my eggs in your basket. But in times where we do feel ayin, we should remember who we are. Remember where we come from. And remember who to turn to. There's lechatchila and bedi'avad. Lechatchila, I hope here not one person has any issues. I hope every person here has not one problem. Probably there's no such thing. I pray that none of you don't have even one small issue. If you're that person, today when you go pray Minha, tomorrow you pray Shahrit, go into the corner and be home and say, Hashem, even though I have no issues, but I'm turning to you, I want the beracha from you. I don't want the beracha from any other channel. Baruch Hashem, I'm blessed, but I want it from you. Birkat Hashem, Hita Ashir, I want your beracha. And bediavad, if, God forbid, we have situations where we do feel weak, and we do feel helpless, and we do feel ayin, that's the moment to step up our confidence in our Creator, who created Yesh Me'ayin. This is a new, not new, maybe for some of us will be a new approach to tefillah. Tefillah is about building our strength and building Hashem's strength to give us. What an investment you could make every day, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, what an investment. You're not investing in, you're not just praying because you have to pray. You're not opening because you have, oh, what time do I have to pray? It's not like that. You're investing in your life. You're investing in your future. You're opening up the pipe of beracha from the source that you want to give it to. This is my blessing unto myself and everybody here, that we should utilize our kohot. We should utilize our strength as Am Yisrael to take all of life's situations and get stronger from them, and become greater people day by day. And Hashem should bless each and every one of you, should bless your families, should bless you mostly with the strength to turn to Him, that you too could say, Mizmor Lesara, Mizmor Lerivka, Mizmor Lerachel, Mizmor Lemiryam. You too, just like me, Mizmor Lemeir, I could write a song, that my life is a song. You know why my life is a song? Because Adonai Ro'i. Because my whole life, I have only one shepherd. I have no other shepherds. Lo Ehsar. Therefore, I never, never have anything missing in my life. The only thing I'm afraid to miss is my relationship with my Creator. Hashem should bless you all. Have a beautiful day. I apologize for all the delays. Have a great day.